Was the Iliad the work of one or several poets? Was there a Trojan War? Did Homer exist? These questions surfaced in the sceptical 18th century and will never be definitively answered. Scholarly efforts, however, have uncovered certain plausible scenarios about the origins of this cornerstone of Western literature. In the culture of the ancient Greeks, Homer occupied a position more central than Shakespeare's in England. Greek poets as early as the 7th century BC show a knowledge of Homer. In the 6th century, there were official readings of the Iliad at Athens. By the 5th century BC, that dynamic century usually implied when one speaks of Greek culture, copies of Homeric texts were available all over the Greek world. He was a household name, as were his heroes. He was the great poet in whose shadow the Greeks wrote, whose tradition they maintained. To the Greeks, Homer's story was no myth. His poem was an historical one. The great heroes had existed, and the events had transpired at a time when gods dealt directly with men, a time when men were nobler, mightier, closer to the gods. The last Persian invasion of Hellas, repulsed in 479 BC, and Xenophon's famous retreat through Persia after the Battle of Cunaxa in 401, kept the conflict alive on both ends of the brilliant 5th century. To the Greeks, these were historical ripples of the Trojan War. And the war's cause? The Greek historian Herodotus, born in Asia Minor, whose greatest work is a treatment of the Greco-Persian conflict, writes, "The Asiatics, when the Greeks ran off with their women, never troubled themselves about the matter. But the Greeks, for the sake of a single Lacedaemonian girl, collected a vast armament, invaded Asia, and destroyed the kingdom of Priam. Henceforth, they ever looked upon the Greeks as their open enemies."